This program is available on this quality radio services: Replay Radio, Breeze Radio, Talk Radio X, Audioboo, Spreaker, Absence Radio, Nonstop Radio.
Petra, don't forget Pipeline Radio International.
Plus the leading tablets, phones and PCs.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. No, don't go good night yet. This is Postcard from Portland. Hi, everybody. How the devil are you? And hello to all the people on Ustream as well. This is Eric Wiltshire at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains, bathed in sun, covered in snow. We've had minus 16 this week when I was going to work in the morning, so stop whinging about it. Weather my foot. This is your alternative sideways look at the news, and we've got so much to get in this week, we really have. Starting off with himself over there on the zit of the nose of Europe, it's Lee Banks.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everybody else who's listening. It's lovely. It's sunny.
Heck.
You know, it is.
Well, stop. No, stop, stop.
What?
Do not ruin the occasion.
I'm not ruining the occasion.
You will.
I was just saying I was taking my thermals off. I actually don't have them on for the first time since I left Spain.
Because you always turn it into a negative, so stop on the positive. It would be a miracle.
Excuse me. Yes. I have a guest in my studio here.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll just take a quick straw poll. He's just said that I make everything negative.
Yeah.
And down there in the storm-ridden continent... this week, we'll find out more about that in a moment. It's Rachel Brunstone.
Hello, good evening, good morning, good... What is it? It's morning here.
I don't know.
Good evening. Oh, I don't know. Wherever you are.
Oh, right. And
it's lovely here. Melbourne's all right. Melbourne's fine. It's the rest of the country that's got a problem.
See, she's made it a negative.
She's allowed one a year. You have one every week.
Yes, I'm perpetually cheerful. It's really annoying.
Yeah, I know. Before we start the program, quick thing. We've got to say good luck to Connor Drum.
Okay. That's
a real
good luck, Connor Drum.
Good luck, Connor Drum.
Yeah, good luck, Connor Drum.
Yes, who's out gigging with his stand-up.
I know what you mean now.
Yeah, he's doing his stand-up. And so we wish him all the best for his new gigs that are coming up. Good luck with them, mate. And if you want to find out where they are, go to connordrum.com.
Shall we have a drum roll for Connor?
Ha, 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 ha.
You can have that one, Connor, if you want.
No. Hopefully, Connor, your jokes will be better than that one.
They are extreme.
That wasn't a joke. Oh. That was an allegorical statement.
Did you say that, or did it come out as a bad word?
No. Allegorical. That's one of the most mellifluous words on the planet.
It is, actually. It's mellifluousity.
Well, actually...
It's one of the most mellifluousity words I've ever heard.
Well, I thought it was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's a big girl's word.
Is it?
It's not even a word.
Oh.
Anyway,
if you want to see some real jokes... Go to connordrum.com.
Go and have a look on his Facebook page.
That's not a Facebook page, you Luddite.
I was just saying, if you want to see some joke, go and have a look at yours.
Oh, I see.
It was a joke.
Connor, you know what? You have to know what I have to put up with now, don't you, mate? I did warn you.
Can have that one as well if you want.
Anyway, seriously, good luck, Connor. I hope it goes well for you, mate.
Yeah,
because anybody who does stand-up in my book is a completely insane lunatic.
Mm-hmm. They're the bravest people on the planet.
Yeah, exactly, as well. Anyway, we start off with, it's my party and I cry if I want to, if I want to. That wasn't bad, was it?
And it was terrible.
Awake. Thank you.
Now it's away.
I got one note right in the middle of that.
You did.
You are the world's first singer.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't like to be nasty. Yes, I don't like to be nasty to you, but you're dreadful.
Yeah. You're dreadful.
Excuse me. Also, when I sing in the shower every morning, it sounds perfect.
Well, that's because you're naked and you're feeling sensual and like she was talking about last week, sort of whatever that word was she used last week that means sexy.
Lee, I got a message about last week.
Oh.
I have.
The senses have been up.
The messages were huge smileys, and you know the the animation thingy jiggy, what's it thing? Where the
emoticon.
That's the one where they stick their tongue out and laugh at you.
Mm-hmm.
Along with voice messages, yeah, which were like that, and it was all to do with one part of the program. Ah, can you not imagine which bit?
Don't even remember the last bit.
You were a lot good. See, Connor, Connor, I got two of them, didn't I, mate? There you go.
Yeah. This is sit-down comedy.
Yeah. It was the part of the program which had dead air in it, i.e. silence.
I know that bit, I know.
Where, yeah, where Lee Banks was completely speechless.
I wasn't, yes, that was just... That was acting.
Yeah, right.
That was understanding the dramatic moment, oh, the maleficosity of the dramatic moment.
It wasn't just the fact that you hadn't got anything to say then.
Can I just tell the ladies and gentlemen a breaking news feature, please, which is very important, and they will enjoy it immensely because it involves Eric. Now he'll let us say it because we mentioned his name and he thinks it's about him.
Go on then, as long as it's brief.
Brief. It's nothing to do with your briefs, dear. Actually, you know when you're standing naked in your shower?
Yes.
Does Martina think your airbags have gone off? You can have that one, Connor.
I want to apologise to Leslie Gore for this.
I do
really
as well.
Segue this is taking.
This is not a good segue.
Sorry, Leslie. Yes, we've got. No, I just do have to do this breaking news thing.
What?
Eric Norman Wiltshire, right?
Yeah.
61 of this parish, right?
Yes.
Actually, supplied my young lady with a gift from the heart, like a gift from a flower to a garden. He gave her a computer that broke immediately.
That's probably because you've used it.
And now, miraculously, as we sit here,
yes,
he's just come back to life.
That's just testify.
He's just a big fibber, boys and girls. He's
it's
a big...
That's it. Excuse me, this person who's in my studio when they shouldn't be. Has your computer, has that person's computer just come back to life?
Yes.
See?
It's because you've got a rubbish internet and we're downloading updates.
It probably is, you know. I have to agree with the subjective boys and girls. I'm just having my trees taken down outside, and
Lee,
he says they'll cut my telephone line off.
Lee, do you know what we would call you in Slovak?
Oh, here we go. Do you know what we call you in English?
it's already been said. In Slovak, Mr. Banks, you would be Pinocchio Noza.
Oh, well, that's English, dude.
No, it's not. It's Slovak.
He's German, actually.
Let's go back to poor old Leslie Gore.
Yeah, poor old Leslie Gore.
Do you know,
Gore.
It's funny that... This
it's
is
funny
one,
that
it's one of
dead.
These
I
songs.
Can't say it's funny.
No, one of these songs that I would normally not like.
What?
But
it's my party?
Yeah. But it is one of the songs I actually do like from the 60s. Very rare, but it is there.
It was a heartfelt
song. You don't know
me.
It was a great song.
Yeah, it is. It got proper teenage and young people's angst in it. And it addressed a problem that everybody, apart from Eric, of course, we've all had it. We've all had a party where nobody's turned up or your boyfriend slapped you in the face and left you. No, that's girlfriends who do that, isn't it? And
yeah, that's assault.
Yeah, it's assault if a boy does it. If it's a girl does it, it's romantic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so that's it. Yeah, so
it's
a beautiful song.
The girl does it.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. That's like a mating call, isn't it?
Well, anyway, thank you.
I didn't realise she was so young. I didn't realise she was so young.
No, she was 68.
That's young.
Not old.
He's older than Eric and me. Well.
Stop it. Don't even go there.
I've never been there.
You will get a slap. Anyway, Leslie, thank you for decades of entertainment with that song. Really good song. And let's hope you can...
She did more than that.
She did lots of songs, but that's the one that everybody remembers.
But everybody would remember Lollipops and Rainbows.
No, they wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's a terrible song. Now, that is a bad
Sunshine,
song.
Sunshine, lollipops,
pops
and
rainbows. See, he spoiled it again, didn't he? He had to join in. He had to join in and spoil it, didn't he, ladies and gentlemen? We're all
ruined it. I was jamming. I was on a
she
riff.
She was jamming.
Man.
She was on a riff, man. She got her hot pants in her.
Well,
I did.
Let's face it.
I was shaking my booty.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey?
Shaking.
Oh, sorry, Rachel.
Right. Anyway, historically, she was found by Quincy Jones. And
where was she found?
as a teenager.
On the corner of 9th and Broadway.
Probably.
That was a beautiful moment.
And signed to Mercury Records.
Quincy Jones, great, 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 great producer.
Yeah, I've had Quincy's.
We're trying to do the RIP bit, and what's he like?
No, it's sad, isn't it? It's not a bit. You've got to show respect and stop being, yeah.
You have. I'll pass this one over to you, Rachel, because you'll know far more about this than I. Louis Jardin.
That's pretty close, and that'll do.
Thank you.
He's a French actor who was in the beautiful movie Gigi with Leslie Caron. That was one of his lovely films that he did. He died at the age of 93 in his Californian bungalow.
Now that's old. Now that's old. Having lived 68 is like average, isn't it? That's old.
Yes, it's terrible. He was.
No,
he
you
was
don't want to be sad about.
Okay, why are we sad? Other than sad. The obvious?
Because he's the obvious, Rach.
No, the reason we're sad is that poor old Louis Jardin, or however he said it, right?
Louis Jardin.
Yeah. Hasn't done anything worth mentioning since 1958.
Lee.
That's not true. He was in Octopussy.
Yes.
You people like your Bond movies.
Yeah. That was 1983.
But he was 93 when he gone. He's allowed to retire.
Well, no, all I'm saying is why we mention him. I know I put him on the list, but why we mention him when he's not done anything at least 30, 40 years?
It's not nice to speak ill of the dead. Don't trample on a man's grave. It's despicable.
Thank you.
And he was just lazy.
Rach, we'll do some test market research now.
He's on this to me this morning.
If it is that, let's flip Lee back to when he was 30.
And if we'd said me,
if we'd have said to somebody to the Lee that somebody died at 68, he'd gone flipping heck, that's old.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He would. He'd go, that's old. But now he's 63. He says 68's not old.
I'm not 63, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anybody else who's listening. He's just made that up. I'm not even in my 50s yet.
Yeah, right.
I'm a young man. I have young man's problems. I have spots.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, the Mexican actress, this is not going to be a good program, Lorena Rojas, I think, has died of cancer at the age of 44. Ooh, that's terrible.
Why can't I do that one?
Really young.
You do it then.
No, because you gave her one to do.
Well, you do one then.
And you did one, so I'll just be left out again.
Are you?
All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that tragic thing gone on here. Lorena Rojas, which sounds like a bottle of red wine, actually. And what a wonderful name to have to be named after a bottle of red wine. Mm. Oh, that's Rioja. Anyway, she's died at 44. She's diagnosed with breast cancer. Oh, God. She became an advocate for cancer education in Latino communities. She was a good egg. I've seen her in a few films, and she made some nice films.
Actually, do you know what, Lee? You just raised a really important point, because she was almost like an ambassador for breast cancer diagnosis. Which reminds me to say one thing. If ever you see a breast cancer or a generic cancer tin and people are collecting money for cancer, put some money in there.
Mm.
Good thing to do.
It's very important.
I agree.
Anyway, we move on. Rachel.
Rachel.
I was gobsmacked this morning. Everywhere I turned was either ABC or Channel 9 News from Australia, and people running for cover and houses getting ripped up. I actually saw one house get ripped out of the ground.
Wow. Scary.
What have you done, Rach? You turned the aircon on top, sort of a bit high.
Well, talk about not being able to talk.
I did do that, and while I was doing that, it was the perfect storm because Rob was in the Pilbara eating beans. And then, you know, hell broke loose.
There's a Blazing Saddle thing there, isn't there?
Yes, there is. But, you know, what happened was there were two cyclones that hit our continent in the last 24, 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And the big one that you guys were seeing was Cyclone Marcia.
That's right.
The weird thing about Cyclone Marcia is that it's really unusual to get a cyclone hitting Queensland that far south. Normally they're way up north.
What is a cyclone exactly?
Cyclone is an accumulation of wind and water, and it develops over the ocean.
Oh, right.
And then it twists around into a nasty tornado-y looking hurricane-y thing, but it's not.
Is it a cyclone? Is it like a hurricane, though?
It's like a hurricane, yeah. It happens in tropical weather.
Right.
It's a phenomenon that doesn't happen over the desert like a hurricane would, like the twisters do in America.
It's water-based.
It's more like what hits Miami quite often.
Nice.
So this enormous great big Marsha came hurtling towards it's not southeast, it's to the central coast of Queensland. Do you recall a couple of years ago I was living in a place called Gladstone in Queensland?
Yes.
Where this hit was about an hour away from there. Mm-hmm. And it was a category 5, which is the biggest a cyclone can possibly be.
Yeah.
And it grazed this city called it's a little town called Yeppoon, which is right on the water. And then it then reduced to a category 4, and the eye of the storm was right over a town called Rockhampton. And then it diverted, so it only skipped on the side of Gladstone. But because Rockhampton was demolished because the eye of the storm went directly over the top of them, and because it was such a large one, it really ripped them to bits. Meanwhile, up the top of the country, about 400 kilometres northwest of Darwin, there's a place called Nullumboy, and it's Arnhem Land. That's where all the Aboriginal communities are. There was a huge cyclone called Cyclone Lam, and it hit at a Category 4 and wiped them out. Now, the problem with a cyclone hitting there is that none of the buildings are ready for it. They're not built to code. They're not ready because there's not a lot of population there. So that actually, most of the people were evacuated prior to that one hitting, and they were evacuated to Darwin where they're being sheltered. At the same time this is all happening, over on the Sunshine Coast, where Beth lives, there's a massive low-pressure system which is just full of water. So what's happening is that the remnants of Cyclone Marsha is drifting down towards – it's come down to a Category 2 now, and it's drifting towards the Sunshine Coast, and that it's got the low-pressure system combining with that to dump water all over southeast Queensland, which includes Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, and then down on the Gold Coast as well. So there's weather events all over the place in Australia at the moment. But you know what? It's the wet season. We know, but it was just a freak thing. It was just a freak thing because they don't normally hit that low. They haven't had a Category 5 touch that part of the country since 1918.
Good grief.
Freak
Good
weather.
Grief.
Freak.
Good grief. Okay, well, thanks for that. Keep us up to speed on that one. There's been an announcement this week from one of the political parties. We are not doing the UK general election this year, but because both parties have come up with the same kind of similar idea, I thought I'd have a little experiment, and we're about to play out the experiment for you. And I put a note on Facebook. Maybe it's me, as I now live in Slovakia. If you want to receive unemployment benefit and you're actually fit to work, this excludes those that are not fit for work, by the way, then the Slovak system is you do jobs for the local authority.
Yeah.
You know, clearing up, doing the, you know, picking up the bits and pieces, tidying the lawn, whatever. If you refuse, then your benefits are cut. And the system works because people do not want to be unemployed because they walk around in high-vis jackets. And the funny thing was, when this was announced in the middle of the week, I was listening to the newscasts from various places, and they were all screaming foul. All these people are going, oh, it's terrible, despicable, blah, 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 blah. But it's just a similar model to what we've got here. And I just do not get it.
Well, they've got it in Australia.
Hang on, you're supposed to read the script now.
Oh, you got to read the script now. Well, you didn't lead us into that very well. It's written as a script, ladies and gentlemen.
And don't use the swear words.
Well, you shouldn't have put them in.
No.
But they are there.
They are there. He put them in. That means that those are within his vocabulary. Which, unlike me and Rachel, where metaphorically is.
Right. So we'll try that again, Lee. So
what?
I don't get it.
What don't you get?
You're supposed
to.
It's your line.
Oh, sorry. Right. Yeah, right. Sorry. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I was just having a thespian.
Now, you've got to do is say the name and then read the bit behind it.
Wait, he says Lee. Have I got to say Lee?
No.
The bit's in black.
The bit's
sorry. Right. Thanks, Rach. You see, you just explain things to me. I don't. You know, it's just pathetic, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen. Right.
And we'll do it again. So here we go. Sorry, don't get it.
Lee.
No.
Oh.
No. Bits in
black. Oh, sorry. The black. Sorry. Yeah. Michael. Because the British people are lazy, that word that we can't use.
Bleep.
I want bleep. I want everything handed to them. I know I am unemployed, but at least I'm trying to do something, i.e. internet radio, while I'm looking for work. Yeah, see?
Chris has got two words. Lazy bleep.
Simon. Not very nice to call us Brits lazy beeps and lazy beeps. I object to being called a lazy beep.
Kate. I'm not a lazy bleep.
Bleep.
I've worked all my life. Don't tar us all with the same brush. Julie. Yeah. I think they do that in other countries as well as Slovakia, which they do. She's right. Patricia. Well said. Makes sense. People have been lulled into welfare, and if they do not work, then they should do something. Julie. Maybe 30 hours a week would be too much, but certainly 15 to 20 should be doable.
Yeah, so, well, yeah. It's like
your turn now, Lee.
I know, I was just building up a dramatic moment. I was building it up so it looked like it was, it's like being in a Fellini film. It was just all acting, all organically. It was probably, it was like Marlon Brando acting. So I went, yeah. Simon P, I don't get it either, Eric. I just object to being called what Michael said. I have worked all my life. The results of my most recent, just moving the page up, job... has rendered me disabled. Having worked all my life, I find it very frustrating that I'm not able to do so now. Consequently, my finances were at an all-time low and nearly lost my home due to this. Chill out. I would if I could. That's good.
Hamlet-type monologue coming from me. I get the big lines.
Yes, you do.
I agree. Fat people should not be given benefits just because they're fat through overeating. After watching Benefits Britain, it shows that not only is the UK a stupid country for dishing out money to anyone, illegal immigrants included, maybe the government need to sit and watch these programs and see just what lying, lazy, cheating gits these people are. And then maybe we would have more money in the pot for more deserving people, and the war heroes would benefit from this instead of the lazy, beat British and foreigners here. For a handout, I was getting cash out of Barclays the other day. Yes, money I had worked for. And an idiot Polish bloke who couldn't speak much English was asking me how to get money out. He hadn't even put his card in the machine, just stood there pressing buttons. He obviously thought it was a benefit office. I suggested to him he put his card in there and draw from it. Deaf ears, I think. I'm assuming Michael isn't claiming.
Chris, why do people seem to think comments relate to them? My comment relates to people who would rather stay in bed and cheat on their partners and then go on a car crash TV like the Jeremy Kyle show. I've worked all my life and object to funding lazy bleep's lives.
Michael, all I have heard and seen in a job centre is, I won't do this job, won't do that job. That's why my comment, because there is some Brits who are lazy bleeps, I have to look after my wife, who's terminally ill, and still got to look for a job, because she can walk to the kitchen and back, but can't walk to the nearest shopping centre. I wasn't having a go at anybody who's on welfare because of disability, etc.
Hey. Kate's got a wind up now. And please now state, Michael, how many of those people are actually British. Seriously, very sorry to hear about your wife. Nobody deserves to be suffering in this day and age, but our benefits are being eaten by people who don't deserve the handouts. Makes me so angry when you see people coming in off a plane and get anything from cash along with the house. Then you get soldiers and disabled people who deserve help, but getting jack bleep.
Michael, Kate... I totally agree with what you are... Oh, it's Michael saying it, isn't it? Michael, Kate, I totally agree with what you are saying. But there is Brits who are on welfare that think that welfare is a way of life. What is going to happen when the universal credit happens and everybody gets money monthly? The hours you have to look for work is 35 hours a week, as it is if you are working.
Kate's wonderfully verbal. Michael, do agree with part of what you're saying, and maybe the government need to start watching some of these programs Channel 5 are putting out to stop these lazy good for nothing scroungers.
I'm better not they'd even rather now.
But they'd rather sit in their country pub talking bleep than face the reality of the mess this place is in. Yeah. Helen, hi Helen. Helen joins us. I agree with you, Eric. I have neighbours who don't work, say they are not well enough, but can go out and about working for cash. They have more than us honest working people and think it's their right. They also have plenty of time on their hands to cause trouble for others. I think if they are on benefits, they should do voluntary work or lose their money. Kiss, kiss.
And I think we'll have to finish it there, boys and girls, as we're running out of time. Cliff ends the whole thing off by saying there is plenty of community work in the voluntary charity sector that is not covered by the local council workers, which is absolutely true, Cliff. And they're being screamed out for. Restoration projects, landscaping, hospital, healthcare work, etc., etc. And you're absolutely right. And I'll add one more thing to that, Cliff, that currently, if those jobs are not being done, which they're not, because everybody says in local authority in the UK, they haven't got the money to pay for the jobs anyway, you're not actually doing anybody out of a job by putting unemployed people in to do those remedial tasks. So what's the issue, boys?
It's a good point. There is one last point I'd like to make, which I think is a good point.
Mm.
This is Terry, who says, Kate, illegal immigrants do not get benefits. If they are illegal, they're eliding.
Which is true. Yeah.
Yeah. Kate might be a bit of a racist, just quietly.
And thank you to everybody who contributed to that. There were a lot more that we haven't had time to get through. But am I right in thinking in Australia it's a similar system, Rachel?
Yeah, it is. You have to have an employment pathway plan with
What does that mean in English?
Okay, our body here is called Centrelink, and that's the people who give you the money. But you have to agree to certain things to get that money. You have to agree to spend a certain amount of time with a job-seeking provider.
Mm.
Yeah. And you also have to have a diary that you have to fill out of jobs that you have applied for. And if you don't, and you also have to have contact interviews. So if you don't turn up to those interviews, or if you don't fill out your diary, or if you're not meeting your part of the agreement in the employment pathway plan, they kill your money. But in June or July, they're going to start a new plan where they actually put you to work for it. They put to work for it.
Okay, well, if you'd like to comment, come on to the chat room as always. But we've got to we've already got there. We've got to take a commercial break, boys and girls, because sad to say, really is, I'm sad to say, that is the end of part one. We've run out of time already. What can I tell you? It's just very sad, really. But we won't be long. We'll be back fast, and you can make a cup of tea, have a cup of coffee, or even drink that perpetual milkshake.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
From the UK. Perfect for children and teenagers, young couples and the older visitor. Ideal for the physically active and for those who just want to unwind. Aqua City is the destination for you. Described by the Travel Channel as the place that will soon be on everybody's lips. Be ahead of the crowd and the envy of your friends, but still enjoy a home from home. Come to Aqua City Poprad, the world's leading green resort.
Hi, I'm Lewis.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Nick.
Hi, I'm Yu.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Together, we are all Train to Game winners.
If you want to join us in the Train to Game Hall of Fame
and take your first step in a career into the gaming industry,
please go to www.traintogame.com.
That's www.traintogame.com.
If you want to join us in the Train to Game Hall of Fame,
that address again,
www.traintogame.com.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.